There's been another twist in the long-running saga of New Zealand rugby's bid for governance reform. The New Zealand Rugby Board's announced a backdown of sorts today, agreeing to implement in full the recommendations of an independent review published last year. It comes after the board initially put forward its own reform proposal in March, which represented a significantly compromised model. It's hoped to bring an end to the battle that has divided rugby, but it's not a done deal yet. Sports correspondent Dana Johansson joins us now with the story. Why isn't this a done deal? And also, what does this mean to ordinary people?
Yeah, I know these kind of governance things seem quite dry, but this one's been quite juicy. It's really sort of been running for quite a while now. It's not a done deal yet. The tricky part is still to come, and that's because the New Zealand Rugby Board needs to get its own membership to vote on this proposal. And we know that the provincial unions, who are the members, they are putting forward a proposal of their own. And they're going to be pitted head-to-head at a special general meeting at the end of the month. But the move today by the NZR board gives them the best chance of success. It seems on the surface a backdown, but I think how we probably ended up here is that the initial proposal, which was a bit of a weird compromise model, that seemed to be an attempt to appease some of those provincial union members who weren't happy about being cut out of the decision-making. Turns out the provincial unions weren't appeased, so they've come up with their own model. So I think now the New Zealand Rugby have sort of accepted their best movers to implement the recommendations of the Pilkington report in full and lead by example, because of course that means they have to step down now and resign and potentially reapply for those jobs. So it's about showing leadership and putting their own egos aside and to ensure that the game moves forward.
It's an interesting path that you pay for an independent report and then you ignore it. So what are the provincial unions asking for?
Yeah, so they are yet to submit their counter-proposal. Their key concerns seem to be around, the independence of the board, which seems like a weird thing, but it means that the unions aren't guaranteed a seat at the table. They've argued that under the new model, the NZR board could be left without adequate rugby knowledge or experience, and they've waged a pretty effective PR battle on that sole point. But those backing the Pilkington report will say those fears are unfounded. And of course, rugby experience and previous governance or management experience will be looked upon favourably by any appointments panel.
And we'll finally have an outcome on this at the end of the month. Why has it taken so long to get to this point?
Yeah, it was way back in August when the report first landed. So it does feel like a lot of time has been wasted in this kind of endless PR battle. They spent a lot of time arguing just to arrive back at the point where they started. And I think it's probably because the NZR board first sort of adopted this weird half in, half out policy, and now they've seen that the error of that.
Let's move on to another long-running saga. A Kiwi ultra marathon runner did something pretty spectacular over the weekend.
Yeah, Kiwi Sam Harvey, who seems
loves to run in backyards.
He does. This race is called the Dead Cow Galley Ultra. And it's about as pleasant as it sounds. It's one of those races that has no defined distance. It's a last man standing event. What competitors have to do is they have to complete a loop of a 6.7 kilometre circuit, and then be ready to start the next lap on the hour. So the last person remaining wins. And so Harvey started the race on Saturday. He didn't finish until yesterday. And it was 462 kilometres completed, 69 laps.
It just sounds like absolute torture.
Not something I'd be putting myself forward for, no.
Thank you, Dana. That is Dana Johansson, our sports correspondent.